The Brass Hotel is a Paonia landmark, built in 1906 and renovated in the 1990s. It is now a bed and breakfast. Linda Lentz is the 8th owner. In 2006, she published a booklet on the Brass, commemorating the establishment's 100 years.
The Brass Hotel was, according to the newspaper, the only first-class hotel in Delta County. It had electricity, and it had indoor plumbing. So they obviously had plumbing in the kitchen and so forth, but there was a bathroom on the second floor, and there was a bathroom on the third floor.
The hotel was built by W.T. and Laura Brass.
The Brasses moved to Paonia in 1900, and Mrs. Brass bought the house next door. That was her house. Never had his name on it. I think she paid $300 for it, if I remember correctly. They had 6 children. Otto was the youngest, and he was 10 years old when they came here.
W.T. fired some 100,000 bricks on the empty lot and used triple brick construction, making the hotel pretty much fireproof. It's the highest building in Paonia with 3 stories and a basement. Its bay windows on the first, second, and third floors were impressive in a time when even one meant wealth. W.T. served on Paonia's town council and was also a deputy sheriff. He fetched guests to the hotel from the train station, which was on the south side of 2nd Street, where the tracks cross. But it was Laura who took charge of the hotel and its 14 rooms.
She was the main person behind the running of the hotel. Her great-grandson told me that she basically was the one who met the guests, collected the money, laid down the rules of the house, and all of that.
The next owner was the Brass's son, Otto, who owned the hotel from 1923 to 1944.
He was quite an entrepreneur. You know, he also owned the Paonia Hotel, which is where the town hall is now. And he started a taxi service. Otto has a reputation of having been a very good baseball player. In the early days, the various towns had baseball teams, and they played each other, and Otto was quite the, you know, star. In fact, he played for a minor league team before he came and took over the hotel for his dad. He was married a couple times to the same woman. She finally gave up and married someone else.
When Otto died, the hotel was sold to Laura Atkins, who ran it for 26 years. A pianist, she often performed at the hotel, her fingers flashing with rings as she played. Other owners followed, including a muralist who planned to use the Brass as a studio. He painted a huge mural on the first floor that was later sold and carted away. In the 1990s, Julie Andrew undertook a thorough renovation.
The second and third floors, nothing had been done to them until the renovation in the 90s. So they had to take out all of the walls and everything on the second and third floor in order to put in the bathrooms. So, you know, it's a place that now has all new plumbing, all new electricity, you know, heating, everything. And, you know, it's just a super place.
There are now 10 rooms instead of 14, but the walls of room 2 were left in their original state in honor of the ghost of Laura Brass, said to haunt mostly the second floor. The historic landmark designation may help the hotel gain recognition from a National Historic Register. For KVNF, I'm Marty Derlin.